Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab it in your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love, a couple with children, a couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survived.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good, because I can't hear myself. Oh, there we go.
All right,
happy Tuesday.
So, what do you want
here
to talk
I am with
about?
My fake nose job. That's the word on the street.
What are you talking about?
I wish
now?
I mean,
bringing that up right in the beginning of the podcast. Okay, my mother's slightly dysfunctional. What do you want me to tell you?
No, but also last night
I posted at the Golden Globe.
The makeup lady posted a picture of me last night, and everyone wrote, "Oh, you're trying to give props to your makeup lady. How about to your plastic surgeon?" I'm like, if they could only see me in person.
Okay, well, I can confirm for the...
But I still have a schnoz, and I've never had plastic surgery.
Okay, well, I can confirm to people you never had plastic surgery. You look great. I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, people get crazy. I mean, people are crazy.
Anywho.
Let's talk about the White House for a second.
Not all of us are born with the perfect nose.
You know what a bacchus means? Neil, there's Italians that are listen to this podcast. You know what a bacchus is?
I don't.
It's a shit house. Okay, bacchus. Okay, so let's talk about the situation with the White House security clearances. Go ahead. Do you think that all these people should be getting? There's 25 people.
No, did you have any issues?
I got cleared. Right, I was cleared. I wasn't clear for top secret security clearance, but when I was the OPL director, they cleared me, and I went to the clearing meeting, and mm-hmm. I was interviewed by the FBI and all that other stuff, and the FBI interviewed tons of people. I mean, obviously,
I've
never done anything wrong.
Me, though.
The biggest issue is blackmail.
That was always weird to me. I was like, they didn't interview your spouse. I found that odd. I was waiting for them to come knock on my door so I could tell them.
No, they never. They don't interview
really
spouse because of spousal privilege.
Oh,
you know what spousal privilege is?
No.
Like, if you do something really bad, I don't have to rat you out. I'm not a witness to it.
Oh, okay.
It's called spousal privilege. So they never interview the spouse, but they do interview the surrounding people.
Okay.
Why, you wanted to blast me?
Oh, I couldn't wait. I was like just waiting for them to come.
Oh my God. So what do you think of this?
Especially since you told me they had a file on me, so I wanted to ask them what they really
had. Oh my God. Here she goes. Okay, so she's in a mood this morning. Okay,
so some
makeup artist contoured her nose, and there was a rumor out there she got plastic surgery, and now she's in orbit like Skylab.
Skylab? What's that?
Well, that was like my era. You know, that was like an old space station.
Oh, never heard of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the whole thing with this, I believe, just goes along with the rest of the debauchery in the White House. It doesn't surprise me that we have Rob Porters and wife beaters and...
No, Rob, though. Rob's not a bad guy. I mean, Rob...
It's not bad if you hit your wife in the eye and your girlfriend in the eye. It's not bad.
Okay, all right.
You have a very low bar.
I have a high bar. I've been victim of nonsense.
I stumped him.
No, I've been victim of nonsense.
There's not nonsense when someone has a picture of your three people with a black eye.
Okay.
But either way.
All right. So
he looks uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. I'm totally comfortable other than the fact that I gained 15 pounds on the Disney cruise, okay? And I can't fit into my shirt.
Well, anyway, I think this is completely wrong. I think that if I was going for a job at, you know, a corporation and they did a background check on me and it came up that I had skeletons in my closet that were real and legit and I don't get the job, that's how it should be. So I don't, if you're going for one of the most prestigious jobs in the world or in the country and it comes up that you have done some things that are a little shady or you know,
you shouldn't get
the job.
So, I mean,
you shouldn't
get
the clearance.
The biggest issue, Trisha Newbolt, career staffer, says, hey, no mas. First of all, I applaud her because she's basically put her name out.
That's a scary thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She put her name out.
Plus, when Trump is the president, God only knows what he'll do to you.
Or say about you. He'll probably tweet about her or something like that. But the point is that 25 security clearance applications were rejected by the Personal Security Office, and then they were overturned. So her issue, which I think is a legitimate issue, is people could be potentially blackmailed due to their foreign interests, okay? And that could be a problem. So,
but I also just think it's way too incestual there and too much nepotism, you know? I understand you want to keep your family close and stuff, but, like, what do they really know about anything related to running a country, like... What do they know?
Well, in fairness to Jared, I think he's done a good job on a lot of different things. They did the prison reform thing yesterday. He's helped out on the USMCA, the Mexico trade deal. There's questions.
He's intelligent. I'm just saying, yeah. I don't think because someone's your son-in-law or your daughter that gives them the free pass to just be in the White House and have top security clearance.
No, I understand that. So I was at the Yale CEO forum 2 weeks ago. A former U.S. House of Representatives gentleman by the name of Christopher Hayes from Connecticut was lighting up Jared Kushner. Jared walked in, gave a 45-minute eloquent presentation about the different things that he does inside the White House and things that he's trying to do. And then Chris Hayes turned to him and said, you know, after hearing you speak, I'm very glad that you're there. And so I think Jared gets a bum rap because he doesn't have the quote-unquote political experience, but he's a very gifted guy. He's a gifted strategist. And, you know, there's a question from somebody here saying how Jared and Ivanka's security clearances were pushed through despite a million red flags and Jared having to update his security clearance forms over and over because he would lie. What would happen if this was a Democratic president? Well, the Democratic president, the Republicans would be gassing and lighting him up like a Christmas tree. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing to Trump and Jared. And so, you know, listen, I'm not trying to overly side with Jared, but the point being, what I don't like about the situation is that they were lying about it. They don't need to lie about it. The president of the United States has the ultimate authority on security clearances. And so if he wants to give Mickey Mouse a security clearance, he can give it to him. And so
James would like that.
Yeah, James loves the mouse. He loves the mouse. But the point I'm making is this is what sucks about our political system. And so we're going to attack each other viciously. And rather than getting stuff done and focused on great policies, we're just going to sit around and attack each other viciously. Now, new thing is Joe Biden, 45, 50-year distinguished career in the Senate, was the vice president for 8 years. Certainly a flawed guy. I don't know a person. I haven't yet to meet a person in my 55 years on the planet that isn't flawed, except for you, honey. But, you know, the bottom line is that Joe Biden is now creepy Joe Biden. He was VP Joe Biden 3 weeks ago. Then his poll numbers went up, and his Democratic friends don't think he's liberal enough for them anymore. So now he's creepy Joe Biden.
He is a sick puppy,
and they're gonna go after him. Okay, now Biden is taking an interesting stance. He's not apologizing for anything. See, this is interesting. So people always say, well, you know, If you apologize too much, you look weak. If you never apologize, you look like an imbecile, crass, arrogant imbecile. And so he's trying to take the line where he's not apologizing. Do you think Joe Biden is creepy, honey?
No, I think he's from a different time and place. I think where it was more acceptable to be a little more hands-on or whatever you want to call it. I don't necessarily think he has any malintent or anything like that. I think he's...
Did he creep on you when you met him?
No, I was saying last night we went out to dinner with another couple, and I was saying, because we had, both of us had met him before, the other woman that we were with, and he's just like a very in your space. You remember the Seinfeld close talker, you know?
Yeah.
He's like that. Like, but even with men, he's in your orbit. Like, he's in your space, in your personal space. He's like a very up close and personal type of guy. And so I took it more like my grandfather. Mm-hmm. I tried to put it more in that box, but some people are very sensitive. They don't like that. They want their space and they don't want to be touched, and I understand that. But I think he's from a different time and place where it was more acceptable and people were less offended by everything.
So do you think he crossed the line ever?
Well, crossing the line is very, it's a personal decision, what's crossing the line and what's not crossing the line. To me, no. I mean, I don't know. He said something, kissed me on the cheek. He said something about my hair or how I looked, but that's how he is. I'm not giving him a pass or making excuses for him, but I just feel like that's who he is, you know?
Did he say your makeup contouring looked spectacular
today?
He
said you have an excellent nose job.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, right, so. I don't know why anyone even cares. Look who's in the White House. Okay, the guy has, like you said, a stormy, a partly cloudy, a very
sunny.
Right,
yeah.
So
he's got the whole weather pattern.
Now
we're going to
go and we're going to talk about it, that he sniffed someone's hair or he kissed someone on or he put his hand on someone's shoulder. Come on. I just also get so annoyed at these people that, like, and why didn't you say something before? Now you got to say, now it's a problem?
Oh, because now he's a political threat. But before,
but she's a Democrat.
He was just,
and she was...
No, I understand that, but they don't want him to go up against Trump. They want, you know, somebody that's further to the left of them, you know. Did you see...
Well, then everyone's lost their mind.
Did you listen to the Senator Gillibrand interview this morning with Stephanie Ruhle?
I did.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
No, I think it's like soggy toast.
I mean, she's an imbecile. I mean,
no,
let's just
she's
be
not
very,
an imbecile.
She's
not an imbecile.
No, she's an imbecile because
You're talking about the Electoral College.
Yeah, she's
comment.
A partisan hack imbecile. Okay, so she's basically on there saying that she wants to abolish the Electoral College.
I try not to call anybody an imbecile because I'm assuming she's probably way smarter than I am. So then that would make me like, I don't know.
Okay, but to me, so, it's a principleless political imbecilic thing to go ahead and abolish the Electoral College, which has worked for 243 years of our political system. And if you understand the Western liberalism and the West
law. This is what's happening now. For some reason, we're reversing course on things that have proven to work for us for however many years. And reinvent
because
our life.
Trump
like
is
people
your president.
Are now. No, because
Trump is your president.
But even in just daily life, like with this measles outbreak where I grew up in Rockland County, it's like the disease was completely abolished. Now it's almost back to where it was before the vaccine was ever administered. How does that make any sense? Why are we reversing course on things that are tried and true, like the Electoral College, like vaccinations, like? What are we doing? I don't understand.
Well, tell me why.
I am not sure. I don't get it. Like, I'm not trying. It's the same thing with the 737 MAX plane. That is a new technology, right? You always say the most amazing thing about air travel is it's the same technology for the last how many years?
50, 60 years, 70, whenever the jet engine came in.
Most times... It worked, like a lot of, like 99% of the time, everybody's safe. So why are we now getting so complicated where the plane is like nosediving? Because we have to buck the system and come up with something new. And
well,
do
you
some...
know, Trump tweeted that, right?
But are he people said, bored? What is becoming... the deal?
Well, I think it's a different issue. I think that people think they're smarter than their grandparents. So people,
but we're
there's
not.
A generational struggle. There, we're not. That's the point. You have 5,000 years of collective... recorded history, and to presume
and you've been
that
here for 3,000 of them.
I've been here for 3,000 of them. Baby, you, babe. Babe, am I going, by the way, I saw Keith,
to Michigan, so.
Let me just say this, okay? I saw Keith Richards's Keith.
Are you
Keith
one of those Richards. People that say, I check my texts? That makes me so crazy.
No, let me just say this, because I just want people to know your true character and personality. Okay, so let me just ask this question, okay? Keith Richards, I turned the page in the New York Post, and I saw his very elegant, masculine body at age 75.
With shirtless.
Shirtless, okay, and so I did everything I could not to throw up, and then I thought to myself,
what was Anthony choking last week?
Yeah, well, that was after you hit me. After you hit me in the karate chop, me in the
Adam's
apple.
Where was that from? That was from Miami. That choking.
Yeah, the choking was from Miami. After you karate chopped me after something I said. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you this question, okay? I'm someday gonna look like Keith Richards, possibly, you know, with my boobs down on my ankles and my six pack is gonna be like layered with subcutaneous fat and so forth. And so, what's gonna happen to me? Am I going into the garbage can, or what's going on?
Your looks will never be the reason.
My looks won't be the reason that
my
I get blown out.
My button is bigger than yours.
Mine is big. You should see my butt today after the Disney cruise. Whoa. No, your looks is never the reason why you'll be in the garbage can. If you act like a D-bag, then you might have to go.
All right. Okay. Well, that's legit. Then at least I have some control over it, okay?
Because
I can already feel the boobs sagging. So
something that
I've been thinking about. Hundreds of push-ups as a result of boob sagitation, but it's fine. Okay, but go back to Joe Biden. We don't think he's a creep. We took a shot at Rob Porter, who I happen to like.
We didn't. I did.
You did. Okay.
You don't have to take responsibility for Dems, my...
The Dems are trying to subpoena the full Mueller report. Should they get the Mueller report?
Well, I don't...
Should it be made public?
Okay, normally I'm not offended or, like, annoyed by things like this, but I think it's very... What's the word? I think that the fact that the Attorney General decided that he was going to Cliff Notes or book rags the Mueller report and give us his interpretation and, like, assume that he's smarter and he'll let us know what was in it, I don't like that. So...
Okay, so
I understand
like
that there are things
happen?
In there that we're not supposed to see, but there are ways like to redact it, and there are ways to give us some information.
You wouldn't want an innocent person put in a false light because they were interviewed and had people think they did something wrong when they didn't, right?
No, I just think there's probably a way to go about getting some of it out without, like, you know, totally exposing all of the info that was in there in the dirty laundry. But what do I know? I'm not a legal expert, so you probably would know more about that.
So Trump was saying last Thursday in Michigan that he would like to investigate the investigators.
Oh, God. This is like...
Do you think that's something he should be doing?
I think we're just going to go on and on forever. See, I don't think that he colluded with Russia. I just think that he just does really shady things, and I think this security clearance thing just speaks to that. I think he just marches to the beat of his own drum. He does what he wants. He doesn't care about the laws in place, and he kind of bucks the system. And I don't really like that, you know? But that goes along with his whole personality, so.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction.
Do you like how he talks? Russia. Do you like that?
Russia, please, if you can, get us Hillary Clinton's emails. Please, Russia, please.
Oh my God, he's so entertaining, though.
Okay, but he's like an uncontrolled car. At any moment, you think he's going to crash the microphone or something. I mean, right? He's like literally watching a slow motion car crash. He is a ratings machine for this reason.
Yeah.
So there was I guess you don't want to disclose who we were out to dinner with last night, but it was a very high profile journalist who told us that President Trump, as a candidate, got more airtime than every single candidate that he was up against combined. So if you took Hillary Clinton's airtime and all the other Republican, including Bernie Sanders, et cetera, blah, blah, he got more than all of them combined. And she was like, that's the main reason why he's president, because at the
just
end of the
day... Just the exposure.
Yeah, he's a ratings machine. And, you know, but there was a report over the weekend that he's canceling some of these campaign stops, that he's a little tired. He doesn't want to do three a day anymore. You think that's going to impact him?
No.
Why not?
Because he's on TV and he's all over the place. I don't think he still is being exposed to the public. It's not like he's hiding out somewhere.
Okay, so
they're still hearing from him.
So you want to see more of the Mueller report, but you don't want people to investigate the investigators.
I think it's a little bit much. I think I've said this before. We waste so much time on the dysfunctionality that's coming and stemming from the dysfunctional person at the helm. So to investigate an investigator of an investigation is like, what? I don't know. I think it's too much. But
right, so I think most people are wondering if there's like a sunspot over the country, right?
It's like the lunar eclipse.
Right. Something's wrong.
From August 2017. That was like a weird day, too.
Something's wrong.
I don't know.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So basically, I'm reading here, and I'm loving the typo, that the U.S. would run out of avocados.
That was my bad.
Is that like a Spanish version of word for advocates? Avocados?
Yeah, I think so.
In the next 3 weeks, if Trump shuts down the border, what are we going to do for Cinco de Mayo if we can't have guacamole?
Well, Cinco de Mayo is a big day this year. It's my wife's 40th birthday, 4-0 birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're going to have to definitely harvest and save and possibly freeze. No.
Today, we started a big, beautiful wall.
Oh, God.
This guy, all right, so here's the thing, okay?
I mean, but let's just be honest here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Out of all the things that are at stake, avocados are on the bottom of the list. But,
no, but
avocados
got,
and tequila.
It's $650 million a day of economic commerce coming through the state of Arizona. You want to knock that down and, I don't know, you want to shut off. I mean, you have to just think about that. And by the way, I don't think he's going to do it, but I mean, you know, he shut the government for 35 days. So you'd have to say there's got to be a 1 in 5 chance that he could potentially shut the border. If he shuts the border.
1 in 5, I think it's more than that.
Okay. Well, I, you know, I'm hoping it's only 1 in 5 because it would be one of the more asinine things to do. And so the question is, I'm a Trump supporter. I want to see him succeed. But at what point do you say, okay, what are you doing? I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? Because forget about the crisis at the border, and there's obviously a crisis. Jay Johnson has said so and so forth, but you can't shut the border. You have economic commerce flowing across the border for both countries that benefits the entire nation. Can't you figure out a way
to get... He's not about doing anything in moderation. It's either 0 or 100. It's all or nothing with him.
You like that?
No.
Okay.
That's called... So. Let's narcissistic personality disorder.
Okay. Why are you staring so like boring into me with that? Oh my God.
Just ask George Conway.
Oh my God. Okay.
Anyway, speaking of dysfunction, so R. Kelly's lawyer, this is like, talk about a sunspot. So R. Kelly's lawyer is mixed up with Michael Avenatti.
Right. Right.
Is this not bizarro?
Yeah.
World that we're living in?
Yeah. So R. Kelly accused Chicago style prosecutor Monday of succumbing to pressure from
Anthony's
Michael Avenatti.
Reading.
I just want people to understand the context of it. And so So the question is, though, now Michael Avenatti seems to have inserted himself in a lot of different things. He inserted himself in some of the border migration issues. He inserted himself in the R. Kelly situation. And now he's being accused of extorting Nike by the Southern District. And he's got a case by the U.S. Attorney General.
I keep asking
General.
This. Why is it in the Southern District of New York? Is Nike based in New York?
Well, I think his conversations with Nike and Nike's general counsel. Nike's based in Portland, Oregon. They have offices here in New York, but he had the conversations with Nike's outside counsel, who happens to be based here in New York. Oh. And so they recorded some of these conversations. And then Nike turned over this evidence to the SDNY, the Southern District, and they went out and they arrested Michael. So,
well, I absolutely think Michael succumbed to his catapult into the public spotlight. I think it totally messed with his head, and I think it screwed up his judgment and emboldened him. And he got mixed up in things he should not be mixed up in, and I think it's going to end not well for him. And that's crazy because I feel like he got blinded by notoriety, fame, whatever you want to call it. And he put his hands in too many pies and fingers in too many pies, and he is screwed.
Okay, so why do you think that happens to people?
I feel like you get this Superman complex where you feel like you're untouchable and nothing can get you down and people are behind you. But at the end of the day, what you have to realize is people turn their back on you in a heartbeat, in a blink of an eye. Just ask Michael Cohen. So no matter what you do, at the end of the day, there are very few people who are going to stick with you. So you got to be kind of careful about what you're doing, especially when you rise to fame really quickly. So,
okay, so I think it's a cautionary tale. I think 11-day moment in the spotlight also taught me a lot about that and how you have to just stay grounded and commit to your family and do things that are not in that tabloid sensationalist sort of thing. And I think, you know, one of the things I was always worried about for Michael is that he got himself too close to that. He got himself too almost addicted to that. So you have to be very, very careful in our society today, especially with the social media. Let's talk about Deborah Norville, babe, because I think this is a very interesting thing. She's been on television for 30 years, Inside Edition. She's one of the hardest working television hosts. She's done an amazing job, frankly. Viewers write in. They say, hey, you know, some people talk about their clothing. Some people talk about their makeup and the contours of their nose. But in this case, someone said, hey, I think you have a lump on your neck. I'm looking at the TV and I'm spotting this. And she goes and gets it looked at. It's a cancerous lump. And she goes in for thyroid cancer surgery. What do you think of all that?
I think that's very providential and lucky. And you know what's interesting is sometimes I posted a picture once of James. And he happens to have, he looks a lot like me, but he has like some of your stuff where if he's really tired, like he gets dark circles under his eyes and stuff like that.
Because the bad shit from me and the great stuff from his beautiful mother. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, the plump lips, all that, you know, from me. We'll see what his nose looks like. Maybe your mom could recommend that doctor for the nose job.
Oh my God, this is a brutal.
No, but somebody wrote into us saying, check him out. I think he has a milk allergy.
Hello, is this my therapist? Yes, 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 hi, yes. I'm taking incoming.
No therapist could save you.
No therapist can save me. That's why I do the podcast with you, baby.
Okay.
It's cheaper than therapy.
Listen to me. Okay. So somebody, remember they sent me a message saying, check your son out. I think he has a milk allergy, which I never did, but it made me think.
No, but I did. I talked to his doctor about it, and he said he absolutely did not have a milk allergy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did. But I did.
But I got the point, though.
The point is that sometimes people do see something. I remember reading something a while ago. This is the interesting thing about social media. Mom posted a still picture of her daughter, and the way the flash or the light from the camera reflected off of the child's eye. Do you remember this story?
Yes, totally remember.
Someone said, check your daughter. She might have a tumor behind her eye because the light did not reflect off her eye.
Right.
And that was the case. She brought the girl to an ophthalmologist, and she had a tumor behind her eye.
Successfully removed.
Right. Yeah, so this is the interesting thing about the network in life that we didn't have before, and that probably saved Deborah Norville's life. And
Well, you know, thyroid cancer is treatable. Maybe it would have been discovered in another way, but I do think it's interesting. And I think
it's one of the more treatable cancers, I believe.
It is. And so it's a public service message, though. It's good. If you see something, say something, right? I mean, that's ultimately the thing. And so somebody said that James had
an allergy. I mean, it's just hard, too. You have to weed out all the nutty stuff. You know what I mean?
Have to weed out
the nutty stuff. There's a lot of nutty stuff, too.
You didn't have any plastic surgery. I can confirm that.
Oh.
But I can also confirm that someday I'm going to look like Keith Richards. So I feel bad for you for that. But
that's okay.
You know,
I'm trying to think. Someone asked me the other day because they said, oh, Anthony's 55. And I said, yeah. And they said, oh, you know, there's really no discrepancy. There's no one standing there thinking, oh, there's like a big age, you know, gap. And I'm thinking to myself, either I look really old or he looks really young or something
in
between.
It's my skin products, baby.
No, but
it's also
I'm
the
wondering,
fact that I've got like rubber bands taped behind my ears and shit.
No, but what day?
Pulling the skin back.
What year do you think it will be when it starts to be apparent that we are not of the same genre?
I don't know. I seem to be shrinking like a half an inch a year. So when I'm up to your waistline and I look like Yoda.
The same vintage.
Yeah. You know what the weird part is about
probably
aging?
When I'm like, when I'm like 60 and you're 75, or when I'm 65 and you're 80, that's when it'll be obvious.
Oh my God. I'm not into the ear hairs, to be honest.
Oh, you know, me either.
They shoot out. And they look like copper wire, and some of them are gray, and it's actually horrifying. Okay, and I'm inside.
Don't worry, I'll take you for laser.
I'm in there digging. Let's talk about congestion pricing.
Yes.
And meatless whoppers. But let's talk about congestion pricing. These people are crazy. Okay, so now you know they're in the real estate business, so they're telling people it's a 4% tax on a $25 million home, but it's really not. It graduates from $1 million, and so $1 million homes, you know, they're pretty voluminous in our state. And so the New York State is crazy. They've now got into the real estate business, babe. So that house that you and I are trying to sell in our in the Hamptons, they're going to take 3.5-4% on that. Fine. It is what it is. But I think at some point the taxes are going to drive a lot of the very wealthy people out. And that'll put a bigger burden on the middle and lower middle class because the wealthy people can migrate. What do you think about this congestion pricing?
Well, you know more about like economics and stuff like that. Like, I'm not really sure how this impacts people, but I think about it every day that if I was just working and trying to make a living and raise our two kids on a very average middle class salary, I would have a super hard time because everything is so expensive. And I literally think about it every day, like, food, healthcare, just gas. Like, how do people do anything? It's just so ridiculously expensive. And this will just add to it. Like, I remember when the tolls went up, my dad every day drove from Rockland County into Manhattan to work. And I remember my parents being so stressed out to cross the bridge because it went from like $8 to $12. And my dad was making, you know, a very humble salary. So he was super stressed about the gas and the tolls just to get there. And it's the same kind of thing with like how moms debate, should I work or should I pay for daycare? Because at the end of the day, you end up working to pay for the childcare, which makes no sense. And so this is of the same kind of, you know, thinking, who's going to be able to drive around? Because
just rich people.
Who's going to be able to pay to go down a certain block? That's like crazy.
Well, yeah. So it's a.
Where is all the money going? Because the New York State and the city taxes are so high.
Where's the money going? I mean, it's a $175 billion budget. Where's the money going?
It's going somewhere.
This made me think yesterday. We went to Bloomberg to do a radio show yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, Bloomberg would be such a great president because he was an awesome mayor. The city was run superbly and it was clean and on point. And when you go to the offices, you see it also. If everything could be run like the Bloomberg office, we would be like aces. There's recycling bins, there's, you know, trash cans for everything specific. I mean, everything was spotless, the bathrooms, and then just the way it's set up, like, it just makes sense.
I know it's a competing radio station.
I'm sorry. I'm just talking about the guy.
We're actually affiliates, so it's actually okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Sorry,
okay,
all right.
It's WCBS's.
I'm going to get fired from this podcast.
I just think the Bloomberg is the cash pod. I think the Bloomberg is the
man. I'm just saying, as a guy, he's got it together, and he knows how to run things, and it's just, if everyone could be like him, we'd be like amazing. It would be clean and we'd be on point. And we wouldn't need tax for congestion tax.
So I know we got to go. So I'm going to say three quick things. Meatless Whoppers, I love the idea because it's, it'll probably...
I think it's great. Every restaurant now has
these Impossible
vegan
burgers
options
are delicious, and so try them. To the Moon, I think that would be an amazing thing if we can get back to the moon for so many different reasons.
Ant lives on the moon, so let's join him.
I've been up there for 50 of the 55 years.
Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television.
Yeah,
darling.
That was funny, right? He's making a joke, and then there's the thing, like, Trump thinks that wind power is inconsistent because the wind doesn't blow every day. Okay, come on, guys.
Trump is crazy.
Well, we know that. We know Trump is actually crazy. But some great Twitter following that I follow, obviously anonymous, the 70s Hope. But I love your feed, by the way, even though we probably disagree on a lot of politics. I do love your feed. Well, how was the Disney cruise, babe? Would you recommend it to other families before we hop out of here?
Yes, I would.
Would you recommend a Weight Watchers cruise for the parents after the Disney cruise, though, or what?
Well, that's the thing. It's hard not to succumb to the kiddie food.
So. It's unbelievable. So I promise myself.
That coupled with alcohol and dessert is a recipe for disaster. But the fun, it was very fun. Our oldest son cried the morning we were getting off the boat. So that just goes to show you that it was a good time for the kids.
Well, I think it's an amazing time.
And any parent who sees their kid that happy is a happy parent.
Yeah. So, and there's affordable options on those cruises, and the four-day cruise was sensational. And here's the thing I would tell you. You go into the cruise thinking you're not going to eat the mac and cheese, you're not going to eat the french fries, and you're not going to eat the chicken nuggets. And let me tell you what happens. You eat all three of those fantastic food
groups.
There'll
be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds.
Yeah, well, if I go on two more cruises, I could be right up there.
Sitting on your bed weighing 400 pounds.
But before we go, I took a picture of my wife at her weigh-in the other night.
Oh, my God. And, it was so embarrassing.
Baby, I deleted the picture because I love you. I just want
you know
to
what?
Know
if you ever send that out, I'm going to send the picture of you with the shower cap. With the olive oil
I deleted it.
Right.
It's unbelievable. She's got like
we have like nuclear bombs in our phones waiting.
Very unflattering pictures.
All right. Well,
love you.
We will see you guys next week. But follow us on the Instagram and Twitter. You know we're always on there. See you next week on Mooch and the Misses.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.